Chapter 24. Now the sons of Aaron had their divisions. The sons of Aaron were Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. However, Nadab and Abihu died before their father, and they did not happen to have any sons. But Eleazar and Ithamar continued to act as priests. And David and Zadok from the sons of Eleazar and Ahimelech from the sons of Ithamar proceeded to make divisions of them for their office in their service. But the sons of Eleazar were found to be more numerous in headmen than the sons of Ithamar. So they distributed them to the sons of Eleazar as heads for their paternal houses, 16, and to the sons of Ithamar as heads for their paternal houses, 8. Further, they distributed them by lots, these along with those, for there had to be chiefs of the holy place and chiefs of the true God, from the sons of Eleazar and from the sons of Ithamar. Then Shemaiah, the son of Nathanael, the secretary of the Levites, wrote them down before the king and the princes, and Zadok, the priest, and Ahimelech, the son of Abiathar, and the heads of the fathers of the priests and of the Levites, one paternal house being picked out for Eleazar, and one being picked out for Ithamar. And the lot proceeded to come out, the first for Jehoiarib, for Jedaiah the second, for Harim the third, for Seorim the fourth, for Malchijah the fifth, for Mijamin the sixth, for Hakoz the seventh, for Abijah the eighth, for Jeshua the ninth, for Shechaniah the tenth, for Eliashib the 11th, for Jakim the 12th, for Happah the 13th, for Jeshebeab the 14th, for Bilgar the 15th, for Immer the 16th, for Hezer the 17th, for Hapizez the 18th, for Pethahiah the 19th, for Jehezkel the 20th, for Jakin the 21st, for Gamal the 22nd, for Deleah the 23rd, for Maaziah the 24th. These were their offices for their service, to come into the house of Jehovah according to their due right by the hand of Aaron their forefather, just as Jehovah the God of Israel had commanded him. And of the sons of Levi that were left over, of the sons of Amram, there was Shubael. Of the sons of Shubael, Jediah. Of Rehabiah, of the sons of Rehabiah, Ishiah the head. Of the Izharites, Shelomoth. Of the sons of Shelomoth, Jahath, and the sons of Hebron, Jeriah the head, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, Jechamiam the fourth, the sons of Aziel, Micah, of the sons of Micah, Shamir, the brother of Micah was Ishiah, of the sons of Ishiah, Zechariah. The sons of Merari were Mahlai and Mushai, the sons of Jahaziah, Beno, the sons of Merari, of Jahaziah, Beno, and Shoham, and Zachar, and Ibri. Of Mahlai, Eleazar, who did not come to have any sons. Of Kish, the sons of Kish were Jeramiel, and the sons of Mushai were Mahlai, and Eder, and Jeremoth. These were the sons of the Levites by their paternal houses, and they themselves also proceeded to cast lots exactly as their brothers the sons of Aaron did before David the king, and Zadok and Ahimelech, and the heads of the paternal houses of the priests and of the Levites. As respects paternal houses, the head one was exactly as his younger brother.